This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Roseburg's Graffiti Weekend begins tomorrow. Bob Scott, president of the Graffiti Committee, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
And you brought along with you a special graffiti car. Talk about that for a second.
Well, it's special to me because it's mine. It's a 1982 Corvette. And 1982 is when graffiti started, so.
And did you buy it new?
No, I bought it. It was my retirement present to me when I retired from the fire department.
Well, we will have a picture up posted with the podcast of the vehicle. Do you drive it? Is kind of a regular vehicle, or?
No, I've got the engine modified, so it's just my, this week, it'll be busy all week.
So a lot of the time, though, you just look at it at the garage?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well, graffiti, like you said, started in 82. A lot has been going on. And one of the things about it is how it started with, you know, one event essentially and just grew and grew and grew.
Yes.
And talk about, let's kind of work our way through what is happening for people that don't always have that in mind.
All right. Tomorrow is the Street Memories at Car Club. There's the kickoff car show at the VA. It's a beautiful setting in there on the grass. And then there's a dance-off social with Oren Moore Artistry. Thursday, Cascade Community Credit Union is going to have an ice cream social. I think they're going to have some wildlife safari critters. And then the main event for the day on Thursday is the retirement rest home tour. We start at the fairgrounds at 1, and we divide up into 5 groups and hit all of the retirement and rest homes in the whole area, so we get good coverage. And then on Thursday evening, we got Rocky's Auto Repair Show and Shine, and the Backside Brewery is going to have burnout competition, and Splits is a cruising and viewing, and then Pete's Drive-In on Harvard. So between those 4 events, you can drive all over Thursday night and have fun.
Yeah, a lot going on that evening, and I know that out at Splits, they've got the Barely local band playing music out there. They were there last year, and were a big hit, so they are back this year, so that's going on as well. You can listen to music and watch the cars go by.
Yep, and well, it's a big attraction if you can cruise all 4 events. And then Friday, we drop into Lithia Auto. Has their show and shine this year. It's going to be at the fairgrounds. They're working with the racetrack people, and they'll have more room this year than versus the dealership lot, which gets a little crowded. And then in the afternoon is the 9th annual Rat Rod Roundup out in Glide, and they have the car show, a burnout competition, and a pinup contest, and much more. And then you can finish off at Pete's Drive-In Cruise in Harvard again. Also, Seven Feathers has an open-air concert with the band of Marcheros. And Saturday, we roll into the Rockin' and Rollin' Pancake Breakfast. That'll be at the old Cruise Farms location this year. And then the 41st annual Stray Angel Show and Shine out at Melrose Vineyards. And downtown, while that's going on, we'll have the Corvette City. We park a whole lot of Corvettes down on Jackson Street, and at the end of the Jackson, down by the Elks, they're going to have a motorcycle show and shine.
Now, for the Corvettes that come down for your event there, how big an age range for what years?
Oh, that's why we park on Harvard. Most of the vets are newer, including the brand new ones, so that's why we park. But I invite all the Corvette clubs in the state and invite them to park in our event, take the shuttle buses out to Melrose, and come back for the evening cruise, which is sponsored by the Umpqua Flatheads downtown.
And that goes from 6 to 9:30. Yeah, brings a lot of people. By the way, I noticed that we, I don't know when it when they changed the ending time to 9:30, because way back it used to be 11.
And it slowly came back to 10.
I'm guessing that it had to do with the time that folks participating were ready to go to bed. I don't know. It's just
The cars were kept going because they just moved from this cruise to Harvard, generally, a lot of them. And then Sunday we have the weekend fun run with the classic Chevelles and Stray Angels. And then the Seven Feathers Cars and Coffee event to finish off.
So a lot going on. And how long does this take you to put together every year?
We start planning for like 2025. We'll start in October to start planning it out.
Wow. A lot of things involved there. One of the other elements that got added a number of years ago is a simulcast of Graffiti Tunes on the radio, our partner station 104.5 SAM FM, and then our AM side here, AM 1240 KQEN, doing that starting on Thursday. SAM FM starts at 10 a.m., goes to 10 p.m., and then on the AM KQEN from 5:30 to 10, following the afternoon news, do that, and then all day on Saturday. So that's on the AM side. Our regular programming continues on 93.9 FM. But a lot of, you know, a long time ago, one of the, what led to that is a question from a lot of different folks, but one of my friends in particular that has classic cars just one day randomly said, you know, you really need to put that on KQEN too, because if you have the stock vehicles, a lot of people just have AM radios.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some of the cars from the 50s and 60s, going back that far. And so that was what kind of led to that whole idea. But we have a lot of fun with that. And I allegedly played music back in some of those days, not going back to the 60s, no. But, back a few decades. And so it's kind of fun to do that again and have some fun on the radio. So we enjoy doing that. Other things that people ought to know for Graffiti?
We have the shuttle buses on Saturday, and it's just we have 19 events from Wednesday to Sunday, so we think we have a pretty good show planned out.
Is there anything like this elsewhere that you're familiar with?
There are other car shows and things, but I don't know if anybody goes from Wednesday to Sunday like we do.
Yeah, I imagine not. And, of course, as we've talked about before, brings a lot of people into the area. And folks like you are getting, their classic vehicles out that maybe they don't drive as much. The funny part is for me is watching some of the people around town that have multiple vehicles. So they're driving a different one every day.
Most likely.
Yeah, that's...
or even the same day.
Yeah, and I've noticed that the common answer, because some of these guys that I know, I've said, okay, you've got, several of these vehicles. Could I borrow one for a few days? And their answer is...
No.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. Have never gotten a taker on that. Some of that I understand. It ties to the fact that even if you're a very competent driver, these vehicles drive so much differently than your, typical late model SUV or pickup or whatever you might have. And you probably don't want to be the person to make a mistake with somebody else's vehicle and then have to return it and go, oops.
Yeah, you don't want to do that wrinkled, no.
No, so I'm always open to that, but I've never gotten anybody to let me drive one in the event. I've gotten lots of rides at various things, but driving, not so much. Well, it's Roseburg Graffiti Weekend beginning tomorrow, and you're going to be very busy.
Yes, I'm probably going to live in my car this week.
All right, and if people want to find out more, talk about the website.
Yes, we have the website. We've put out 6,500 booklets and flyers before that, but the website has all of the answers. The different events charge a different fee minimal, but all of that goes back to charities. So all of those answers are in there.
All right, perfect. Bob Scott from Graffiti Weekend, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
8:41 at the Morning Report.